Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe DeCameron, John Rich, 94 WIP AMA today at noon. Last call, get the questions in, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line as we do AMA every Wednesday at noon. By the way, congrats to Jameer Nelson, hired by the 76ers. You guys see this news?
I did.
Jameer hired as a scout for the Sixers, assistant general manager for the Delaware Bluecoats, obviously one of our region's finest, certainly one of St. Joe's very finest, and had a really outstanding NBA, 14 years in the NBA as a player. And obviously, you know, recently just it got to the point where he wasn't getting signed by anybody. So calling it a career, you know, hanging it up as far as a player goes, but moving to the Sixers, you know, in trying to, you know, I assume he would probably want to climb the ranks, and, you know, that's pretty cool. So congrats to Jameer, who's a good dude and was a heck of a player.
Friend of the show, Jameer.
Friend of the show. We've had him on the show. Yeah, no doubt about it. James, what do you got in there right now related to the Philadelphia Phillies?
Yeah, so I know at the time there were some people wondering, you know, the whole how bad is the injury, questioning the injury and all that. Zach Wheeler apparently just had a right middle fingernail resection procedure. The procedure was successful, and Zach is projected to be ready for spring training. So
that doesn't sound fun.
He pitched with that, man. He pitched with that. That's pretty tough, man.
What does that mean to get a reset?
I don't know.
Resection? Does it mean they move your fingernail?
I would guess it's something along those lines. Yeah, Richie, you're our injury expert. Any idea?
I don't know about that.
I know this. It probably wasn't pleasant pitching with an injured fingernail.
Must have been really tough
as a pitcher. I mean, where the grip matters. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Brian in New Jersey. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, wondering why these guys can't, you know, draft somebody. I mean, you know, you take Sidney Jones with a torn Achilles when Desmond King was right there. And then with Greg Ward Jr., I mean, that guy was a great quarterback in high school. He beat Mahomes in high school. He was a good quarterback at Houston. How come they didn't put him in there when McCowan got hurt? They may have won that game.
You talking about last year in the playoff game?
Yeah.
Nate Sudfeld, I think, was deactivated for the game.
He said Greg Ward.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, James was talking to me while you were talking. Greg Ward, well, I mean, that's pretty extreme, man. I mean, you're talking about going against Seattle with Greg Ward. I mean, that is really
extreme. I
know,
but he was a great quarterback in high school. He beat Mahomes in high school, and he was a good quarterback at Houston if you look at his numbers.
I mean, Brian, you know? That's
but he wasn't practicing quarterback with the Eagles at any point while he was here.
Yeah, I know, but you had somebody out there with a torn hamstring, you know?
I know. I mean, that was rough. That was tough to watch. I mean, McCown, it wasn't like he couldn't stand. If he couldn't stand, then, yeah, maybe you got to go to Greg Ward, but he could stand. He just couldn't.
Why didn't anybody look at him as a quarterback?
Greg Ward?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, we think I'm watching Greg Ward back in college quarterback. I don't know. I mean,
look at the film. I mean, the guy was good. He was real good.
Well, fine, you know? But I mean, most college quarterbacks don't become pro football quarterbacks. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, that's true. And I also wanted to say, Carrie Fisher was Jim Belushi's girlfriend in Blues Brothers.
Oh yeah, no, she was in other stuff. I mean, as James said, When Harry Met Sally and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was just trying to figure out after Princess Leia, what was her title in Star Wars, and we got to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Brian, give me what you got, famous siblings.
I'll say the Blues Brothers.
Wow.
Hey, that's a good one.
That is a good answer.
Super answer.
Yeah, a lot of good answers here today. Let's go to Rashid in Westchester. What's up, Rashid?
Hey, gentlemen. Good show. How you doing?
Doing well, Rashid.
John, how you doing, man? I agree with you, man. 1,000%, you know. And Mr.
It's not easy. It's not easy to say, but I do think the ends justify the means.
Ooh,
I guess.
A little Machiavelli right there.
Yeah.
And Joe, Mr. Tuck Russell, his middle name should be If. You know,
who?
If we die, Mr. Tuck Russell, Tuck. You know, Russ.
Oh, Russ yesterday. Tucker. Russ Tucker.
Russ Tucker. Yeah. His middle name should be If.
Now, why is that? I'm trying to get it.
Because yesterday he was with John. If we did that, if you know what I mean, just if, you know, if you know, come
yeah.
on now.
If Alshon catches the ball, if Carson doesn't get hurt, right?
If Carson didn't get hurt anyway, so.
I got you.
And for the Eagles, we don't have to root for them to lose. They're going to lose anyway, you know.
Oh boy.
And also, I am so mad, Joe, about bad decision of Doug. And bad decision every Sunday. And he comes on the show with Angelo and laughing and joking. Come on, you should be ashamed. You know what I mean? You know, making the bad decision.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Doug does kind of...
He make it lose. He's like, lose. Oh, you know, we lost another game. You know, that's not a problem. You know what I mean? We're going to make it better. You know what I mean?
He does seem like a naturally positive person. He really seems like it. And so I think, you can tell, he's not joking around Sunday at the podium after the game. But by the time Monday comes, I think he has shifted his mind to some positivity.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just, listen, if another coach would, play very, play the game like other coaches, like Andy Reid, or, we could win at least two or three games, you know what I mean?
But again, Rashid, the flip side of all this is, let's talk about Doug, the flip side is, what would happen if in the same game he had Rager, Deshaun, Alshon, Lane, Seumalo, Miles Sanders?
I know.
You know what I mean? That's a massive list. I mean, massive list of guys that are out.
But even if they make the playoff, like John said, clean house. I don't want Doug to see him next year. I don't want him to see him next year because he's a good guy, but he's not the right coach. If you put this game on the Giant, if you put another coach, we'll beat the Giant badly, okay? But we're going to lose a Giant because his bad decision, Sorry, guys. I love the Eagles, and I'm so upset, I just
All right, Rashid, give me what you got, famous siblings.
Jackson 5,
Ooh, great answer right
Huge.
There. Great answer.
Response.
Good stuff.
All of that, Rashid is certainly a little more farther down this road than I am, it sounds like.
Yeah, yes.
But imagine that. We lose to this Giants team. That has not even been a consideration.
Oh, it should be.
For me.
John,
I don't think we're going to blow them out. But the idea that we lose to a team that's been as bad as this Giants team has, it previously would have just seemed so impossible.
Oh.
Now that the game is tomorrow.
I know.
That reality is... It has to set in. We are such a bad group right now and
totally.
For a lot of different reasons.
See, and that's why
this is not a gimme game.
It's not even close to a gimme. I was shocked when Shields said when they walked on the field, Eagles walk on with a better team.
Definitively said.
Yeah,
there was no equivocation.
That's what I should say. I was shocked when he definitively said the Eagles are the better team. Maybe not. I mean, for instance, until we know Jamon Brown's not the starting guard, it's hard to imagine that you have a better team just based on that guy. I mean, you can have play after play after play after play break down. You can call the right play, Hightower or Fulgham or Ward. They can beat their guy, and they can be open. But, I mean, if Jamon Brown gets beat, the play dies. It's dead. Yeah, Carson can roll around and three or four times make some Houdini play. But for the most part, the play's dead. And, I mean, here we are, 30 hours from kickoff. We don't know that Jamon Brown's not starting for the Eagles again tomorrow night. I mean, maybe he is, maybe he's not. I don't know. Someone's got to get healthy enough to play instead of that guy. Think of it this way. They didn't cut him. I mean, that was clearly a cut-worthy game. They didn't cut him. He's still in the mix. Maybe he starts tomorrow. Maybe he doesn't. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. AMA is next. Plus, Ray Dittinger at 12:45. Phone calls all throughout the show. Joe to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.